Hello and welcome to BMO Bank of Montreal, North Lethbridge Branch. To make it easy for you to get the help you need quickly, please choose one of the following options. To speak with someone at our branch or for information about our branch, press 1. If your bank or credit card has been lost or stolen, or for other BMO MasterCard inquiries, press 2. For help with your everyday personal banking needs, including loans, mortgages, investments, or foreign exchange rates, press 3. For business banking, press 4. To speak with an agent in the customer context, for self-service telephone banking, press 1. For exchange rates, press 2. For banking inquiries, press 3. For loan or mortgage inquiries, press 4. For investments, press 5. To hear this information again, press... If you have your bank card and telephone banking password available, press 1. Otherwise, press 2. To make a branch appointment, press... Your call is being transferred to our customer contact center.
For quality assurance, training purposes, and our mutual protection, all parts of this call may be recorded. Voice ID technology may also be used to verify your identity. Please let us know if you have any questions. Thanks for calling. Please hold. We'll be right with you. There's only one you. Keep it that way. BMO Bank of Montreal will never ask for your user ID, password, PIN, social insurance number, or other confidential information in a text message, email, or unsolicited phone call. Change your digital banking password and enhanced security questions every 90 days. Learn how to identify fraud and protect bank accounts by visiting our security center at BMO.com/security today.
BMO Bank of Montreal, my name is Youssef. Can I get your name, please?
Hi, Alan Johnston.
I'm Sir Johnston. How can I help you today?
I got an email a couple of days ago saying that you're offering a line of credit. So I'm inquiring about that.
Well, was it a letter that said you were pre-approved for a
yes.
line of credit?
Yes, it is.
Oh, perfect. Okay. All right, no problem. Yeah, I can definitely take a look here and see if I have the promotion available, and we can definitely start talking about it.
Okay.
So your last name is spelled as in like John and then S-T-O-N?
Yes, sir. That's right.
And how do we spell your first name?
Sorry, legal first name, Justin, J-U-S-T-I-N.
Oh, Justin.
I go
okay.
by Alan, my second name.
Oh, perfect. Thank you very much. All right, let's take a look.
This card,
here.
I think, dates back way back from when I used my first name, so... Do you need the card number or?
Sure.
Okay. 5191 2301 5243 4008.
Perfect. So that's a credit card.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you very much. I'm just going to look for the promotion here, real quick.
Yes, sir.
And can you just confirm to me what is your postal code, please?
Sure, T1K6S8.
Perfect.
Sorry.
And the branch that you deal with is the one in Lethbridge?
I think so. I guess so. To be honest, I just do credit card payments online, and it's been a while since I've been in. Yes, it has to be Lethbridge.
So if you'd like, we can definitely choose a branch where you can go and sign the documents so that you can have the line of credit disbursed. Mm-hmm. I see one on Lethbridge on 4th Avenue South.
Yes.
There's also another one in North Lethbridge, and there is another one in West Lethbridge.
Yeah,
so
probably the North would be all right, I suppose.
The North?
Is that on 13th Street North?
Yeah,
200
exactly.
200 block, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, perfect. And just to confirm, Mr. Johnston, would you mind if I just ask you some security questions real quick?
No problem.
Your account?
Absolutely.
Perfect. Can you first of all tell me who else has a credit card on your account to make purchases?
Just me.
Just you? Okay.
I hope so.
And can you also tell me what is the limit of your credit card?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Okay.
I don't know.
Do you have a copy of your statement with you by any chance? Or do you have access to your statement online?
Email, I suppose. I can log
into the
BMO. Do
you have the application on your phone?
You can
log in online, or you can use the app.
I'll just log in online. Just give me half a second here.
Sure, no problem.
Financial banking. Oops. Online. BMO MasterCard. Just a sec.
Sure.
I should know the credit limit. I don't know. The balance is zero. Where will I find the?
So it's a line by itself. It's just called limit.
Oops. I see you can't. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm on the wrong page. Just a moment.
Sure.
Interest rates, March 13 statement, last credit card balance. I'm not seeing it just yet. Oh, here to change credit limit. I'll try that, see what it is. 17,000.
17,000. Perfect, thank you so much. That's all I needed. I was able to access the account successfully.
Good.
All right, so just to confirm, also, what is the limit that you got pre-approved for, Mr. Johnston?
I'm sorry, pardon me? Sorry?
What is the limit that you got approved for?
20,000.
For the line of credit. 20,000, perfect. And what is the rate that's showing on the paper?
7.98.
7.98, okay.
I think that's a fairly good rate. I don't know.
Yeah, that's pretty low.
One of your competitors is offering me 9-something.
Yeah, so. No, like 7.98 is very, very low. I actually have not seen any 7% in a very long time.
That is sweet.
Most of the clients that I deal with, they usually have like at least 9% or higher. The majority are usually around 11.
Oh, my. Well, that's to be expected.
Perfect.
But then again, I've had this card for, oh, I don't know, 100 years or so.
100 years.
A long time.
And you had received it by mail, you said, or was it via email?
Email,
perfect.
Yes.
So have you read and understood the offer that were written in the description?
Yes.
Perfect. Yes. All right.
But I imagine they'll go over all the details again.
Absolutely. Yes, I'm gonna explain to you how the line of credit works. It's very simple. It works a little bit like a credit card.
Mm-hmm.
The only difference is the second you withdraw any money from a line of credit, the interest starts to get calculated right away,
mm-hmm.
and you will still have monthly statements that will tell you what your minimum payment will be. Now, your minimum payment can vary. It could be $50
mm-hmm.
or 2% of the balance,
yes.
whichever of them two is highest.
Okay.
Yeah. So, like, let's say, for example, you have a balance of like $1,000, then
mm-hmm.
the minimum payment that would need to be paid would be $50.
Yes.
Because 2% of the balance is only $20.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right.
Perfect. All right. So let's take a look here.
I don't suppose this is something that I could do over the phone. getting time off of my clients is sometimes...
What do you mean?
I actually do have to visit the branch.
To take care of this? Yeah, exactly. Well, it's because there's going to be some documents that are going to need to be signed so that we can disperse the line of credit for
you.
Yes,
I understand.
Yeah, that's all. I'm just going to verify all the information that's written in the file real quick, just to make sure that everything's in order, and then after that we should be good to go, okay?
Yes.
Perfect. So I'm just checking here that we have two valid pieces of ID of you on our file, and we do, so that's fine. Your credit card is not late or anything like that from what I see here, so that's perfect.
I try not to be.
Yeah. It's always better to keep the credit card at zero.
Yes.
Perfect. So I just have a little privacy script that we're going to need to play for you over the phone. It's going to last just a couple of seconds. If you have any questions, feel free to ask me after you hear it, okay?
Yes.
Perfect. Thank you.
At BMO Financial Group, we respect your privacy and are committed to keeping personal information about you and your banking relationship with us confidential. You will be required to provide or confirm some personal information during the application process. Your personal information will be used to assist us in determining how we can best meet your banking needs and expectations, as well as meet legal and regulatory requirements. You also agree that BMO Bank of Montreal may obtain credit, financially related or personal information about you from a registry, your employers, any credit bureau, any person who has financial dealings with you, and any references that you have provided. The bank may disclose information about you to any credit bureau and any person who has financial dealings with you.
All right, so you can just reply by saying yes or no in regards to giving us your consent, Mr. Johnston.
Yes.
Perfect. Thank you. Mm-hmm. All right, so let's get started then. So I'm just going to verify here real quick just some general information in regards to your employment. Can I get the address of where you work, please?
Right now I'm self-employed.
You are self-employed?
Okay. Yes.
Perfect.
Whenever
and
contracts come up, I take them.
Okay, and is there like an address where you work? Is it your home address?
Yes, same as home.
Okay, perfect. So I'm just going to write this down because I'm going to need to copy it. So 2917 29th Avenue South.
Yes, that's right.
T1K 6F8.
Mm-hmm. It changes. Every few months it changes. I get a contract for a company, I work for them, and go back to being self-employed.
Mm-hmm. And your phone number, I'm assuming, do you have a work phone number, or is it the same one that you're calling me
from? It's the same mobile.
The same? Yeah. The same one. Perfect. And do you work, like, full-time?
Right now, it's part-time. And a couple of weeks ago, it was full-time.
So it varies?
It varies all the time, unfortunately.
It varies. Are you guaranteed, like, a certain amount of hours of work?
Yes. Yes.
How many, approximately?
Usually about 12.
12? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes somewhere around 60.
Okay.
It's depending on the market, I suppose.
Perfect. And what is it that you do exactly?
I have two different jobs, very different jobs. One's an architectural technologist.
Architectural technologist.
And okay. The other is an English teacher, ESL instructor. So whenever one contract finishes, I do some tutoring.
And you work both? You work both part time?
Yes. For right now.
Okay.
Yeah. The architectural technologist. Whenever contracts happen, it's full time or more, and then when the contract finishes, I'm back to teaching.
Okay.
It's quite a racket. Sorry.
Yeah, I'm still here.
I apologize. I have the noisiest shredder in the world.
Oh, I can't hear anything.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. It's good. I can.
Yeah. Okay. And may I ask you the information about your income?
It varies. Somewhere between $18 an hour and $25 an hour, depending on the contract.
For which job are we talking about? The architectural?
Architectural, somewhere between 21 and 25.
21 and 25, and, okay.
Yeah, and teaching between 18 and 25, depending on clients.
Okay.
I can't give you a... Sorry?
Sure.
Yeah, I can't give a monthly amount. It varies so much.
That's okay.
Yeah.
All right, can I just put you on a quick hold, Mr. Johnson? I'm just going to verify a couple of things in regards to the income. Thank you.
Okay. Where's Floyd? Huh? You're not going? Oh, did you eat? When was the last time you ate? Okay. If you need something, let me know. If you need something, let me know.
Sir Johnston?
Yes.
Yeah, thank you so much for your patience. No problem. So actually, I'm not. It's not going to be necessary to put any income information on the computer here. Just as long as you just have like any some sort of proof that you have an income, once you go to the branch, that's fine.
Oh, okay. Just bring in a copy of a paycheck, or.
Yeah. So you can bring like any pay stubs, and you can also bring any T4s that you have received.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I just sent them all away.
Okay.
I think I have copies somewhere. Okay.
Okay. And also in regards to the insurances, you are allowed to have life and critical illness insurances associated with your line of credit.
Mm-hmm.
If you would like more details about that, they can definitely discuss it with you at the branch right away. There will be some documents assigned specifically for the insurances. But from what I see here, if you want to have maybe like an estimate of how much you would pay per month if you were about to have insurances, it would be like about a dollar and a few cents.
Not very much. I waste more than in coffee. So.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
They'll tell you more details about it anyway once you're at the branch.
Yes. You have that online? Can I?
Of course.
Where would I view the details of that?
Oops, once you go on the BMO.com website, under search, you can just write insurances, and then you will be able to see all the types of insurances that we have.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I will do that.
The insurances are not done directly through the Bank of Montreal. They're actually done through a third party. I would suggest you that you would wait to once you're at the branch, because they will tell you about which website to visit if you want to take a look at all the details.
Yes, okay.
Yeah,
all right.
They will discuss it with you as well.
I do actually have insurance through my professional organization, ASET.
Oh,
so,
okay.
I'd like to maybe just compare them before I get into the bank and talk about it with them. But
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, good. Good.
Mm. Okay. Perfect. And I believe we're done. There's nothing else to do here.
I do have one question.
Sure.
How long have I had this card? I was speaking with my father about this, and I believe this is my oldest card.
2006.
Oh, okay, it isn't. All right. Good. All right. So do I just phone up the bank and get an appointment from them, or?
So what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to book you the appointment right now. Do you did you have a specific date in mind?
Mondays are good.
Mondays are good. Okay, perfect.
I don't know if anything is available this Monday.
I'm going to try and see.
Mm-hmm. Anything but Saturday.
I'm sorry?
Anything, any day but Saturday is all right.
Any day but Saturday, okay. Monday is going to be the 18th. I have an availability at 3 p.m. and 4 p.m.
Okay, can we go with 3?
3, perfect. All right, so it's been booked for March 18th at 3 p.m., which is the Monday, with Duran Mattson.
Sorry, 1 second, computer glitch. Sorry, oh, sure. Say that again, with?
It's going to be with a Duran Mattson.
Duran
is spelled D-U-R-A-N, and Mattson, M-A-T-S-O-N.
S-O-N, okay, good.
And that's it. Was there anything else I could help you with?
No, everything's good, thanks. Appreciate it.
All right, Mr. Johnson. Well, then I thank you so much for calling BMO, and congratulations for getting pre-approved.
Thank you. Enjoy your
evening. Have yourself a good day.
You too.
Thanks.
Bye now.
Bye.